I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 28th. There were four new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of Friday, with 34 active cases. Quincy is in the green category on the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll remains at 135. A Quincy man was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver in Stoughton early Sunday. Police say 23-year-old Aquilino Victor Lopez was struck by a car as he rode a moped or scooter. Happened on Route 139 near Route 24 just before 2 a.m. Police say the driver of a dark SUV struck Lopez and sped away. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Lopez was originally from Guatemala. South Shore Health of Weymouth says it's seeing a disturbing trend of children getting sick from eating THC-laced edibles that are packaged to look like major brand candies and snacks. THC is the main mind-altering chemical found in marijuana. Braintree voters have approved construction of a new $86.5 million middle school. The school was approved in a special election Saturday that was delayed from the spring due to the pandemic. Nearly 75% of voters supported the new school, which will be the first new school in Braintree in over 40 years. Construction on a new Quincy animal shelter will begin next spring. The area near the new dog park off Quarry Street will be prepped for construction soon. The new shelter will replace the current shelter on Broad Street, which will be torn down to make way for a new police station. The new shelter will also house the Quincy Police Canine Unit and Animal Control Department. The Dependable Cleaners on Hancock Street in Wollaston will temporarily close at the end of the month due to the pandemic. The store has issued a notice saying the team and operations from the Wollaston store will move to the Adams Street store. Wollaston customers are being offered a discount at the Adams Street store. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Monday at 7:30 a.m. and Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 28th.